Alex was sent to Misselthwaite Manor to live with her uncle. Everybody said she was the most disagreeable-looking child ever seen. It was true, too. She had a little thin face and a little thin body, thin light hair and a sour expression. Her hair was yellow, and her face was yellow because she had been born in India and had always been ill in one way or another. Her father had held a position under the English government and had always been busy and ill himself, and her mother had been a great beauty who only cared to go to parties. She had not wanted a little girl at all, and when Mary was born, she handed her over to the care of an ayah, a servant, to keep the sickly, fretful thing out of the way. Her ayah and the other native servants always obeyed her and gave her her own way in everything, because the Mem Sahib would be angry if she was disturbed by her crying. By the time she was 6 years old, she was as tyrannical and selfish a little pig as ever lived. One hot morning, when she was 9 years old, she awakened feeling cross, and she became crosser still when she saw that the servant who stood by her bedside was not her ayah. "Send my ayah to me." The woman looked frightened, but only stammered that the ayah could not come, and when Mary threw herself into a passion and beat and kicked her, she looked only more frightened and repeated that it was not possible for the ayah to come to Missy Sahib. That morning, nothing was done in its regular order, and several of the native servants seemed missing. But no one would tell her anything, and at last she wandered out into the garden and began to play by herself under a tree near the veranda. She pretended that she was making a flower bed, and she stuck big scarlet hibiscus blossoms into little heaps of earth, all the time growing more and more angry, and muttering to herself the things she would say and the names she would call her ayah when she returned. "Pig, pig, daughter of pigs," she said, because to call a native a pig is the worst insult of all. She was grinding her teeth and saying this over and over when she heard her mother come out on the veranda with a very young officer who had just come from England. The child stared at him, but she stared most at her mother, because the Mem Sahib, Mary used to call her that oftener than anything else, was such a tall, slim, pretty person and wore such lovely clothes. Her hair was like curly silk, and she had a delicate little nose which seemed to be disdaining things, and large, laughing eyes. This morning, her eyes were not laughing at all. "Is it so very bad?"
"Awfully, Mrs. Lennox. You ought to have gone to the hills 2 weeks ago."
"Oh, I know I ought. I only stayed to go to that silly dinner party. What a fool I was." At that very moment, such a loud sound of wailing broke out from the servants' quarters that she clutched the young man's arm. "What is it? What is it?" Mrs. Lennox gasped.
"Someone has died," answered the boy officer. "You did not say it had broken out among your servants."
"I did not know," the Mem Sahib cried, and she turned and ran into the house. After that, the mysteriousness of the morning was explained. The cholera had broken out in its most fatal form. The ayah had been taken ill in the night and had just died. Before the next day, three other servants were dead, and others had run away in terror. There was panic on every side, and during the confusion Mary hid herself in the nursery and was forgotten. Once she crept into the dining room and found it empty, though a partly finished meal was on the table. The child ate some fruit and biscuits and drank a glass of wine. It was sweet, and very soon it made her intensely drowsy. She went back to her nursery and shut herself in again, frightened by cries she heard in the huts and by the hurrying sound of feet. She could scarcely keep her eyes open, and she lay down on her bed and knew nothing more for a long time. When she awakened, she lay and stared at the wall. The house was perfectly still. She had never known it to be so silent before. She wondered who would take care of her now her ayah was dead. There would be